here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
What is up, side hustlers? It is so wonderful to be here with all of you. I just want to send you so much love wherever you are in the world. And I have a question for all of you. How are you doing with your business? Or maybe you're sitting there and you're working full time and you're thinking, I want a business. I don't want to be doing this anymore. I'm crazy and I'm done and I've got kids to figure out and life to figure out and I just don't want to have a job anymore. If that's you, you're in the right place. So my guest today is world class as a speaker, as a trainer, as a mentor, and you're going to hear from him in just a minute. A couple quick announcements. So number one, we have the Ultimate Marketing Experience coming up, depending when you're listening to the show. It is September 25th and 26th. Our keynote speaker is none other than Mr. Dave Asprey himself. If you are looking to optimize YouTube, we have Jeffrey from JR Garage. He has 1.3 million subscribers. He was a millionaire at 16. He is also done over 200,000 transactions on eBay. He's going to teach you how to monetize on YouTube and eBay. We have Kieran O'Brien helping you with your Instagram and Facebook ads. We have the amazing Dennis Yu, global Facebook expert, talking to you about how to optimize your brand and so much more. So check it out, umeonline.live. And with every ticket, you get to work with me for free for 5 months. So it doesn't get better than that. Anyway, with that, my other announcement is, don't forget, if you are subscribed to SusanSly.com. Every month I do live free coaching for side hustlers. There's no upsell to coaching because I don't do one-on-one coaching anymore. I used to. I'm a certified coach, but it's my way of serving you. So with that, let's get into the show today. So my guest, check it out. He has been helping people in the network marketing space increase their duplication faster and with less frustration, which is excellent. I know many of you have been dabblers that dabbled in network marketing. And as if you've been listening for a long time, you know that one of my businesses is a network marketing business. I think it's an outstanding profession when done right. He's a best-selling author, in-demand speaker, top social media power influencer, philanthropist, and founder and CEO of the Higdon Group. And he's been featured in The Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest growing companies. He shared the stage with amazing thought leaders, Tony Robbins, Rachel Hollis, Les Brown, Brenda Burchard, Robert Kiyosaki, Bob Proctor, Gary Vaynerchuk, and me. Shameless plug, just kidding. And, you know, as he formally, you know, crushed it in this industry and then decided he was passionate about helping others succeed. So with that, the amazing Ray Higdon is here. Ray, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. And what an amazing event you have coming up. My goodness. And to work with you for five, that's crazy. That's just crazy. Everyone should get it.
Oh, thank you so much. And we're going to be talking about your event. You know, my feeling is you should do the UME event and then you should go to Ray's event because we have to be learning and growing. I just want to ask you a question right off the bat. Mm-hmm. We're in a crazy time. We've got, you know, I know there are a lot of parents out there who are trying to navigate, you know, kids and life and aging parents, and they're thinking of starting a business or they have a business. Entrepreneurs in general, my first question for you is, what do you want to say to that person who's got a business but is struggling right now because they're overwhelmed?
Yeah, a couple things. One is you have to look at, where do you want to go and what is the next step and what's the step after that? And so often we look at what's going on in our life or what happened to us and we just get caught up in that. So we're in inaction and all we're doing is worrying about it and you know, being frustrated, depressed and everything. And so it's like, okay, what is it that I want? What is the first step toward getting there? And, you know, when this all started happening, we were definitely worried because I got wiped out in the real estate crash and I wasn't prepared. I wasn't educated enough. I hadn't surrounded myself with coaches and mentors. And so I got wiped out. So when this happened, I'm like, oh my God, is this about to happen again? And I was terrified. And we made some quick adjustments, negotiated with some vendors. We actually had five of our staff come to us and say, hey, if you need to reduce our salaries, we understand, which is like amazing. Like, who does that? We 5X'd April. We crushed it the next few months and did really well. And so I would say, look at, okay, I know a lot's going on. I know there's bad things, possibly. Where do you want to go? What's the first step toward that? And just keep looking at what's that next step to get me to where I want to go.
That's huge. And congratulations on your results. And great entrepreneurs pivot. Tom Ziegler was here, Zig's son. I'm sure you know Tom. Sure. And if for the listeners, viewers, if you didn't hear that interview, it was amazing. And one of the things Tom said was, people who are going to be successful through this realize that we're never going back to the way it was.
Right.
Yeah. And you mentor many, many entrepreneurs. And so what's the temperature out there? You know, you mentor people who really want it, but what are some of the things you're seeing in terms of the sentiment in the entrepreneurial community? Because I know for our listeners, sometimes they feel very alone, especially if they are in that overwhelmed state. So if you could categorize it, what are you seeing?
It's interesting. I mean, the majority of our clients are network marketers. I'm coaching a person right now that is bringing home $1 million a month in her company. Another person, you know, has 750,000 in his team. And so it's interesting because their customers across the board is up in almost every company I'm aware of. So consumption is still happening. But as far as network marketers, what I see is a lot of them, maybe it's the media, maybe it's politics, I don't know, but a lot of them have shrunk and they're not going out there and talking about their opportunity. And my argument is, you know, 6 months ago, there were hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that had their career figured out. Like whether good or bad, they had it figured out. They were going to run a chain of restaurants. They were going to run the hotel. They were going to work their way up to the head chef. And that's all out the window for many, many people. So the demand for opportunity, the demand for I need to find a side hustle is at an all-time high, perhaps higher than ever before in mankind's history. But you have some people that are shrinking because they're nervous to say that they have a way to make extra money. So it's a weird thing. There are some people that are struggling that don't need to be. If they just opened their mouth and went back to their same daily method of operation they had prior to all this, they would actually crush it because there's a lot of high quality business owners that need to pivot and they don't know how. They think that it takes a humongous investment or they have to find financiers or whatever. And you just don't need that in network marketing, of course.
That's powerful that you said that because when you're looking at that particular sector, it is one of the sectors that is growing. And we're seeing people coming back to network marketing, revisiting network marketing. And it's not, if you don't know anything about network marketing, it's not what you might think. We're seeing doctors, we're seeing attorneys, we're seeing people who are saying, I don't want to be in an office. People who their salaries are like $150,000, $250,000. I know there are a lot of people out there who are like, well, network marketing is not a legitimate profession. We're going to dig into that in just a minute because when it's done right, it is. And let me ask you this. So one of the things you mentioned is people aren't talking about their opportunity as much. And it doesn't matter if someone's not in network marketing. I don't care what it is you do. In one of the companies that I oversee as co-CEO, we're a tech company, artificial intelligence in the healthcare and retail space. Ray, I prospect, you know, when our deals, we deal with, we're B2B, but our clients are multi-billion dollar companies. I prospect just as hard for that as I did in network marketing. So every day, like it's a minimum of 3 opportunity presentations a day, like hustle, grind, hustle, grind, hustle, grind, right? And that's why we were just featured in MarketWatch, Yahoo Finance, you know, but what what do you say to someone who's shut down and they're sitting there literally with the duvet and the Netflix and the ball of Merlot and they're like, I am paralyzed. What are those baby steps, if you could give any advice?
Yeah. You know, first they have to seek the advice, right? Unsolicited advice is never appreciated. And so they have to want it. And I mean, you have to want growth. And I can just recall my situation. I mean, when real estate started going down, I went from moving a bunch of houses and I was an investor. So I was fixing and flipping, or I was assigning contracts and just selling the contracts. So I went from flipping all these, you know, houses to, oh, nothing's closing. And then I just went into this, I hope the market gets better. And in the meantime, I lost all the money I ever had in my entire life.
How much did you lose? Just to give people perspective.
Yeah. So I went into a foreclosure. I mean, I was trying to sell furniture to keep things afloat. My partner bailed. And so I'm trying to keep these rental properties going. And so at the end of the day, I was over $1 million in debt. And, you know, I know people that were in more than that, but you know, for me, that was a lot. And my phone is ringing
off
every hour, you know, people, you know, calling me and it was a very, very stressful time. I also went through a divorce right around that time too. So that was awesome. And so just everything was just crippling me and I was paralyzed, started drinking a lot and had some, you know, very bad times, very depressing, bad times. It was my buddy invited me to check out a network marketing opportunity that helped pull me out of that. But I had to want it. I had to want to get out of it. And, you know, what I see this whole, you know, people are high on hopium, hoping that things, you know, get better or whatever. And I don't think that's a smart strategy. It's, you know, hey, there one, if you are someone that can give an opportunity such as software efficiency or network marketing or whatever you're offering as a solution to, you know, a market, just know that there are people looking for that. And so it's selfish for you not to tell them about it. You know, why not help more people? Why not impact more people and make their lives better?
It's selfish not to share, right? That's the thing I've been saying. And it's amazing. And I know everyone's at a different level, but this show, I interview a lot of achievers. When Dave Asprey was here, he's overseeing 6 companies. Right now, I'm overseeing 4 companies. I prospect for all of the companies every single day. Even in my network marketing business, I'm still recruiting. I'm still doing 3-way calls. And people are like, why are you still doing that? You've made a lot of money. Because it's selfish not to share, right? Yeah. And that's the whole premise. I don't care what kind of sales you're in. If you're in professional sales, you darn well better be prospecting every day.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you got to believe in what you have. And if you believe in what you have, at what point have you helped enough people? And I heard the great Bob Proctor say that. He was talking about his mentor and he was in his 80s going and speaking. He said, dude, you got enough money. Like, why are you still doing this? He said, last time I checked, there were still people that needed impact. And like, that just really resonated with me. I'm like, ooh, that's awesome.
Why do you think people fail in network marketing?
There's a few things. I think on the smaller side, which gets the most heat is, unrealistic expectations. Mm-hmm. That gets the most heat by the FTC, by everybody, because you're out there saying it's easy and you know, and whatever. That I think is a percentage, but I think it's a pretty small percentage. I think the bigger percentage is that people come in looking for acceptance, approval, and agreement. And when they don't get that, and they don't have the business basics of how to build anything, whether it's a hot dog cart or it's a restaurant or whatever, of you have a pipeline of generating leads, of reaching out, following up, et cetera. When they don't have those things, you're just not going to succeed. And so a lot of people, they seek acceptance, approval, agreement, don't get it. So they just quit. And it's just not the business basics. And I think why it's so prevalent is it's such low barrier to risk. I mean, for years I thought, you know, if only network marketing was like 50 grand to start, then people would treat it differently and fewer would come in for sure, but they would be like, let me make sure this is the right move and come in. You know, because it's typically a couple hundred bucks, it's, you know, it's, you know, they can spend that on a dinner or start their business. And so one of the greatest things about it is it's low barrier to entry. One of the worst things about it is it's low barrier to entry. And so few reasons there.
You know, it's fascinating to me. Most companies, as you said, there's some kind of starter level, about a couple $100. And network marketing gets a bad rap. But what if I go and spend a couple $100 and have a horrible dinner? And, you know, and yet I'm not criticized for that, right? But if I spend a couple $100 on a product or service, and then people think, you know, I'm an idiot, right? And it's to me, it is the most misunderstood form of commerce. And I was on a show, I was a guest on, I can't remember, someone's show, and I was talking about levels of risk of entrepreneurship. And I said, network marketing is the perfect business for people who have very low risk. Because the worst thing that's going to happen, and most companies offer a money-back guarantee, is you're going to use some products or you're going to have a service, you're going to do it for a period of time, and it didn't work out. That's the worst thing. As opposed to your point, buying a rental property with no money down, or which I don't condone, or I'm all about fiscal conservatism. Like, say that five times fast, conservatism. Yeah. But, you know, like, think about it, and, you know, from that risk portion. And I love what you said about the unrealistic expectation, and no one should be saying, oh, you're gonna make all this money. It's about, like, you know, like anything, you've got to grind and hustle, right?
Yeah.
So
if I, you know, when I would talk to someone when I was actively recruiting and they ask one of those, you know, questions like, well, you know, how long until I'm making, you know, decent money, you know, how long until I'm making decent money on the side? And, you know, most people, maybe not most, but some people would answer that and say, oh, and they'd give the exception. Well, my friend Julie started making 10,000 her first month, right? And so that's not the right expectation. Me, I'll say something like, well, what if it took you 5 years? And they'd be like, what? What if it took you 5 years to make a decent income on the side? Do you have another plan? Like, are you going to, you got inheritance coming, or you got, you know, is there some other way you're going to be able to generate some money on the side? And they rarely do. So you don't have to lie. You know, you can, I would rather them think it takes longer than it might take. And, you know, I know when I had an advertising franchise, I mean, it was $40,000, which is not, that's a small franchise, $40,000. It was a few thousand bucks a month to use their name that no one had ever heard of. And I got a manual that on every page said, you'll never make it. And I got 10 empty ad frames. They didn't even have the creative. And that was $40,000, but that's not a scam.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, I agree. It's so misunderstood. And I don't ever say that it's the perfect thing, or that it's better than everything else, or whatever, but it's a great option for a lot of people.
And the landscape has changed. You know, I had Jeffrey from JR Garage was on my show. And so he was a millionaire at age 16. And he and his brother, Christian, they started on eBay. And he's a new mysticist, Ray. So when you're, next time you guys are in Scottsdale, I'll introduce you. So Jeffrey, you can show him any bill, cover the most of the serial number, show him three digits. He knows when that bill was created, right? So they started trading rare coins on eBay, 16 years old. They make their first million. He's done over 200,000 transactions on eBay. And it's interesting. He's now 21 years old, plus his YouTube channel is highly monetized, JR Garage. And one of the things he said that was interesting, and I said, talk about entrepreneurship. You know, you're 21, you're a multimillionaire. And he said, the difference now between, you know, even 10 years ago is low barrier to entry. Mm-hmm. And that's where network marketing comes in. It's like, you know, whether you're flipping stuff on eBay or whatever it is you're doing, or network marketing, we're talking about a legitimate business that gets legitimate tax write-offs that anyone can start for under $500. And I think, to your point, because the investment's so low, it isn't always taken as seriously as if someone had invested $500,000.
Yes, correct. I agree with all that for sure.
So let me ask you this question. When it comes to putting the blinders on, and someone listening to this, I can already think of our fans who listen to every show, they share all the shows, they're listening to this and saying, Ray, how do I put my blinders on? I have a business, or I have one business and I've got a network marketing business, a lot of case. And how do I get so laser focused and shut out these distractions? What would your top tips be for that?
Yeah. You know, I love that question. Just made me think of a book. His pen name is Mark Masterson, Michael Masterson. His real name is Mark Ford, but he wrote a book called Ready, Fire, Aim. Mm-hmm. And he has, at least as of that writing, I believe he'd built 10, $50 million companies. And he describes the three different stages of companies. He describes the, have you read that book?
I've got to get that book. Yeah, it's on my list. I'm going to order it as soon as we're done.
Okay.
Or I can Amazon order while you're talking, but I'd rather take notes. So I always take notes.
He talks about in the first few chapters, and he says, if you and your business are under $1 million a year, you need to focus on ringing the cash register. Don't buy the new cash register. Don't buy the new computer. Don't get the Zoom background. Don't get this. Focus on making transactions. And then he talks about the organizational challenges that you'll have between 1 to 5 and then, you know, 10 and above. And so it's focus on ringing the cash register. You don't have to have the perfect vision. You don't have to have the perfect blueprint, everything, or, you know, whatever, but you do have to have a plan that will help you ring the cash register. And I know some people may hear that and think, well, it's not all about money. Well, if you have a product of value or a service of value, then bringing in customers is impact. That's how you impact the marketplace. And so have in very simple terms, a daily method of operation that makes success inevitable. So when I got serious, I should say, about network marketing, July 15, 2009, I had read a book called Go for No. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go for 20 no's a day. Before my head hits the pillow, I'm getting 20 no's a day, come hell or high water, whether my tummy aches, whether it's raining outside, doesn't matter. And so I'm gonna get 20 no's a day. And because I hate prospecting, I'm gonna do a video a day, because I want to create a scenario where they come to me, man. And so on July 15, 2009, I started doing a video a day, and I've never stopped. So over 11 years, I'm a weirdo. And self-development every day. So those are three things. Now, if I go into any industry, whether it's plumbing, air conditioning, business consulting, software, whatever, if I go and prospect 20, if I get 20 no's a day, which could be prospecting 100, could be prospecting 50, could be prospecting 20. If I go get 20 no's a day, if I do a video a day of value, and I define value as, does the viewer gain a benefit whether they purchase or not? That's value. And so if I do a value video every single day into my marketplace, and I do self-development every day, that's going to work. It's going to work no matter where I am. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. If I'm a restaurant and I prosper, I'm going to make that work. And so have a daily method operation that makes success inevitable. Most people don't, they just don't think that way. They get fired up, they do a little bit, and then they take a week off, and then they work on their blueprint, and they got to tweak their, you know, they get new ties or whatever. No, ring that cash register, have that daily method operation.
It's huge. And this, I love that level of commitment, one video a day since July 2009. You know, and I'm inspired by that.
They're not all great.
No, and you know, some of them are going to suck, right? Like, it's just that be willing to be bad enough long enough to get good. And even when we're starting something new, that it's that immersion, right? That learning. Like when some of my listeners and viewers know, like, I'm super geeky and weird. So the biggest compliment you can ever give me is, you're a nerd. Like, I'm like, oh yes. Right. So when I started with Radius to come in as first, like, an investor and a co-founder and sort of help with their initial raise. And we raised $5.2 million and, you know, so on and so forth. And then they said, well, we want you to be the co-CEO. And I'm like, I haven't coded anything since, like, Ray, I hadn't coded since 1992.
Wow.
So I'm like,
so impressive, man.
Crap. No, oh, thank you. So the first thing I did was I enrolled at MIT, because I'm like, if I'm going to be the co-CEO of an AI company, we're B2B with these multi-billion dollar companies, we're doing business with multi-billion dollar companies who are our partners, I'm like, I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. So I was like, where's the best place I could go to learn? MIT, right? So, you know, here I am, I'm almost done this particular program that I'm in, 2-year program. And, you know, I can talk about deep learning and supervised learning and like all kinds of things like that. The reason I bring this story up is because those initial conversations I was having, I had to figure out a way to be authentic and navigate a new world. Network marketing is no different. And, you know, if you want to be successful, what you're hearing Ray say is, do a video day, be willing to be bad. You've got to read the books. You've got to attend the seminars. You've got to, you know, you've got to have a system, that daily method of operation. Eventually it gets easier, like to the point where, you know, people look at me and they're like, you oversee 4 companies and you still have a network marketing business that's very robust with a team of 350,000 people. Yeah, I do. And I love it. And I work on that business every single day because it's my way that I can still help people who want to enter entrepreneurship. Not everyone can invest, you know, 25, 50, 100,000 in a startup and pray to God they're going to 4 or 5x their money or go buy a rental property for 3 million. But could they do this for $200 or whatever it is? Yes, they could. You know, I don't know. I'm a little passionate about it. I want to ask you, this concept of fear of rejection stops a lot of people. So someone listening to this might be a physician. They're like, well, you know, I've kind of dabbled in network marketing and in my physician world, I'm a real badass, but I'm like terrified of someone saying no to me for my $300 product. How do you help people overcome that?
Very, very common scenario for sure. And I remember I was in Sacramento many years ago, and there was a mega successful attorney. I think he was a divorce attorney, but a mega successful attorney, millions of dollars a year, total rock star. And I do an event, he pulls me aside afterwards, and he was in my team. And he says, man, I just don't get it, man. You know, I'm going to, you know, the people that know me, they know me, you know, like, you know, they know me, they know how good I am. And they're all just saying no. I'm like, well, what are you saying? Well, I go to them and I say, this thing's a no-brainer. They should totally do it. And it's awesome. And they would love it. And I said, okay, I'm just curious. Is that how you pitch your attorney fees? And he's like, well, no, you need a retainer and, you know, 6 weeks I can meet with you. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you're postured as an attorney. You're not postured as a network marketer. And that really helped him out. And so, you know, posture is the belief in what you have, regardless of external acceptance or approval. I don't need acceptance or approval from the outside. Don't need it. So I'm postured. Now everyone's postured around something. So if someone came to you, sorry, stocks just sold.
Someone came to no worries. I do the same thing. It's all good.
I don't know how to mute it.
Don't say it. Tell me after.
If someone came to you and said, hey man, I was on WikiLeaks and I think electricity's a scam, you'd be like, I don't think that's true, because you have posture around electricity, right? You may not know how it works, but you've used it. You know that it works, right? And so you have posture there. And so one of the biggest, as far as strategic, is stop trying to close people. Stop trying to get them to purchase or get them to join, and shift to I'll just see if they're open. And so that might look like, hey, I'm doing this thing, make extra money. I don't know if you're open to take a look at it. If you are, great. If not, no big deal. Very simple. No one's offended. No one's like, how dare you say it's okay if I'm not open to it? Like, you know, that'd be weird, right? You're just saying, if you're open to it, great. If not, don't worry about it, right? And so when you have that energy, I'm just seeing who's open. And like you said earlier, I remember, interestingly enough, there was a guy in our company that owned 76 Domino's franchises. And he was doing meetings like 3 times a week. He loved it. And one of the interesting things he told me was, when you buy a Domino's franchise, it's $250,000. And in the agreement, they say you should expect a 10-year return on investment. So think about that for a second. So I'm going to give you a $250,000, and then I'm going to work hard. And 10 years, I should start being in profit, winning, that sounds terrible to me, but he had 76 of them. So, you know, whatever. And so like I've seen top surgeons, I've seen, you know, doctor, I've seen some very influential people come into network marketing. It's just a way of compensation. It's not a weird thing, but a lot of times people that want to hype it or say things that aren't true or whatever, that's where it gets weird. And so that fear of rejection is if I ask if someone's open, like if you say, hey, you open to having lunch tomorrow and they say, no, I'm not like, oh man, why not? Right. I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. You know, if the waiter or waitress comes to you and says, hey, you want a slice of key lime pie? They're not distraught if you say no. They're not in the back crying and smashing dishes. They're like, oh, whatever. They didn't want pie. Here's your receipt. And so it's just not, don't get tangled up on trying to close people or trying to get them to buy or get them to join. You're open to it. Great. Not totally cool. And so that's the kind of energy that we suggest.
That's awesome. Yeah. And that really applies to anything,
yeah.
Anything you're doing in your business. You know, it's that at some point, one of the things I always did was keep track of my numbers. And when I first started network marketing, so you'll appreciate this, my phone bill was $1,500 a month, because this is back when, you know, and because you mentioned earlier about wouldn't it be great if it was $50,000 to get started. So back in the olden days of network marketing, buying the lead list. So I was buying leads. Those were, let's say, about $750 a month. And then on top, you're mailing out VHS and audio cassettes and the closing rate, because we weren't really online at those in those olden days. But man, oh man, did I learn how to sell and to crush it. And
What's interesting about that is, you know, I gave this talk at a Russell Brunson mastermind, and, you know, when they said, Russell says, hey, I'm going to bring up Ray and he's network marketing. People are like, oh, you know, like I saw the looks. I'm like, I'm right here, man. And I got up there and I'm like, listen, it may not be your end result, but it's a great gateway. It's an amazing gateway. A lot of people learn from Jim Rohn. And, you know, maybe got in network marketing, maybe didn't stay there, but that was the path that helped them become a great entrepreneur. In network marketing, you're learning how to promote, you're learning how to sell, how to follow up, close. These are all useful things in any other business as you're proving.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because even in Silicon Valley, I'll be having conversations and people will say, oh, you know, I see you had a lot of success in network marketing. And I'm always curious what their thought process is going to be. My wife's got a business. I was in network marketing. And even when we were doing the funding round for Radius, it was so interesting, Ray, because so many of our investors were network marketing professionals, because you have to be a qualified investor, meaning you have to have a net worth of at least, you know, outside of your home, $250,000, sorry, an annual income, the list goes on and on. And you know, I had people who wouldn't openly tell me, but they'd say to the side, they'd say, Susan, one of the reasons we're investing in this company is because we know you have those skills to close. And that's where I really learned the skills, right? So I want to, you know, two more super quick questions. And when my friends come, I always get them to turn the table so they get to ask me any question. A lot of different things have happened. I challenged Jesse Itzler to a rap battle. I want the world to know I won against Jesse because he didn't rap. He's like, Susan, I'm not going to rap. And I'm like, okay. No, I was like, this is jam for all the fellas. And I won because he just defaulted, right? So anyway, in a minute, you'll get to ask me a question. You have an event coming up. Tell us about this event. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're super excited about it. It is a virtual experience, October 8th through 10th. We're working with the same company that worked with Tony and his big 23,000 person event, Tony Robbins. And so we're really fired up about it. 3 days, October 8th through 10th. And when I say virtual experience, it's not a webinar. It's not a Zoom. It's like, you know, when you check into the ballroom, you have an individual saying, hello, how are you today? Oh, I see you're from Charlotte, blah, blah, blah. And they're introducing you to other people. We press one button and it splits the entire audience into 5 to 6 person breakout rooms where you have a discussion point and you get to meet people probably better than you would in person. And so we have just amazing rock stars like Chalene Johnson. She is the only female who has had two number one infomercials. She's going to talk a lot about Instagram and the new Reels, you know, function and how to best get, strategies and leads out of that. We have Tim Story, who was Oprah's coach. Robert Downey Jr. calls him the comeback coach, which is pretty sweet. We have Pete Vargas, just a speaking phenomenon. I'm sure you know Pete. Yeah. He gets in a lot of different circles, and he's incredible. And a whole bunch of other amazing, amazing speakers, and we're excited. And so it's called Rank Makers Live, the Social Media Super Summit. And we're going to show you how to crush it on social media. There will certainly, just full disclosure, there will certainly be many elements that are network marketing specific, such as culture and community, et cetera. We always have people from insurance, real estate. We always have people outside of the network marketing space attend. And you can learn more at rankmakerslive.com.
Awesome. Rankmakerslive.com. And thank you, Ray, for that. Okay, you get to turn the tables on me. I don't know what you're going to ask, so bring it on. We've known each other for years.
Yes. Man, I wasn't prepared for this. I'm not going to challenge you to rap battle, that's for sure.
Darn. I'm not very good.
I might. Not on the fly. No way.
We'll have to do it live on stage one day, but I only can rap one song, so it's,
Okay, so I would say I know that you have a lot of different experiences. How do you feel? Oh man, I got a couple. How do we help with so much different turmoil going on? Civil unrest, social unrest, different, government, however you want to look at government spending or whatever. What are some things that we as individuals can do to improve the conditions of not just this country, but whatever country that we're in?
That's a great question. It's interesting you ask that because, and I know you know this, for years I used to go to Cambodia and, rescue kids from child trafficking. Nearly got killed probably more than one time. Once when I was very pregnant. They almost didn't let me out of the country because they said I was too pregnant to fly. That's a whole other story. And people used to say, how can you go there? How can you go to Africa or Guatemala or wherever you went? And I always say this, it's making a difference one life at a time. And we're in a time right now where, prior to COVID, my family would go on a Saturday night with the kids and we go feed people at the shelter, right? And, the things that we did and in fact, and a lot of people who might have done those things aren't doing them now because social distancing, everything. But the poverty level is going up and people are still hungry and there's still needs out there. And no matter where you are financially or wherever you live, if just like Ray said, if you have a daily method of operation to build your business, why can't you have a daily method of operation for contribution? Like no matter what happens, and Ray, I'll publicly apologize to you. I haven't added you to this list. Every morning, I pray for a lot of people and then I'll also message a minimum of three people a day. It's a video message or a voice text. I'm thinking of you. You popped in my mind. The other day, I did that with a friend I hadn't spoken to in 3 years. He said, I can't believe you did that today because my wife was just diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer and my grandma died this morning. And if you can just start to have that daily method of operation by, pouring greatness into three people and not having a friggin' agenda about it, like, oh, I hope they come in my business so it's going to be these people. Like, what would that do? So that would be how I would answer that question. Beautiful question.
That's amazing. I don't know if you've seen this, but I just watched an amazing video about, or amazing documentary about Cambodia. It's called The Missing Picture. Tough to watch. Talks about Pol Pot, talks about that period of time. But a lot of things that I did not know. And amazing movie. Wow. Your answer was incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Ray, I love what you're doing in the world. I love your humility, your leadership, and being an advocate for a whole profession, especially a profession that can use more advocates. So thank you so much for being here. I want everyone to check out Ray's event, rankmakerslive.com. You can find out more about Ray on thehigdongroup.com, and you can also follow him on social. He does a video a day, every day since 2009. And today, Ray and I are leaders. We ask for what we want. If today's show has helped you, we'd love a 5-star review on iTunes. Share us out. I personally respond to all of your comments on YouTube, if that's where you're watching it. And I know some of you like to put nasty comments occasionally. I might not respond to you in the way you might want me to, but I'll just delete you. That's okay. I have no room for negativity in my life. But if you have a really helpful comment, I would love to read that. So with that, God bless, go rock your day, and I will see you on a future episode of the Susan Sly Project.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.